When does your wife need you most? Does she need you when times are easy, or does she need you when times are tough? Well, she could really use someone right now. Okay, so should you build yourself now, or should you build yourself when you don't have anything going on? Build yourself now. Your strength is needed when the worst times are here. The best you is needed in the worst of times. Hey everyone, welcome to the Rising Father Podcast. I'm Chris Rodak. I didn't know if I was going to do a solo podcast on this topic. I was writing down content for a reel, and then I started journaling about it. And then I just had so many mixed thoughts and craziness. I said, I just need to get this all out in one shot. So talking about it now. And that is, I was going to make a reel about the habits that we pass on. And I do that a lot, but in this reel, I wanted to really talk about, you know, what are you leaving your kids? Not financially, not legacy-wise, but what are you showing them today that they're going to be doing 20 years from now? Whenever they go off to college, what are they going to be doing? What are you gifting them? Not $1 million inheritance. What actions are they going to be taking? So your kids leave for college. Your kids leave for college. You drop them off. What are they going to do that day? You know, it's... Or the next day, say you drop them off at night on a Sunday, it's Monday. Are they thinking, well, it's Monday morning, dad would be up working out right now. Mom would be up working out. I better go work out at the gym. I want to be like mom and dad. Or they think, well, dad usually sleeps in, doesn't comb his hair. He's usually hungover. You know, he's rubbing crumbs off his stomach. I'm just sleeping like dad does. What are they going to be thinking? What are you leaving them with? You're leaving them with a memory. That's the gift you give them. The most important thing we're giving our kids is the memory of what we do. Not what you did back in high school, because no one cares about that. No one remembers that. Not what you did in college. No one remembers that. I talk to so many guys and they'll say, man, I used to be so in shape. And I'll say, yeah, look at yourself now. So yeah, I know, but I know what to do. I know what I need to do. I did it back in college and high school. And I'll ask them, okay, how long have you been struggling with your weight? 20 years. They're 40 years old. The last time they were in shape was whenever they were 20. I say, but I know what to do. I just need to get myself to do it. How old are your kids? 8. Have your kids ever seen you in shape? No. So the only memory your children have of you is of this fat, undisciplined, sloppy guy. Yep. And you're saying that at some point you're just going to figure it all out on your own. You're just going to, you're going to have that light bulb moment, and all of a sudden you're going to get disciplined. This is me talking to other guys, but it's also what I went through. I was ripped back in the day, back in my 20s, early 20s. And then I went 10 years of being in shape and out of shape, mostly out of shape. And I look back at my photos and I don't remember being that fat. I sent a really fat picture of myself to my friend group who's known me since elementary school. And I said, why did you a-holes let me get this fat? They said, they didn't believe it either. They looked at this picture and I said, oh my God, we didn't realize you got that fat. Because they just remember me like I am right now, which is the best shape of my life. You know, I'm ripped. I got a six pack. They don't remember me at my fat pictures. And I said, why did you guys let me get that fat? But there's a lot of fathers out there who have this, the image they have of themselves is from whenever they were at their best shape. And this memory of who they once were carries them throughout life and somehow stops them from taking care of themselves. Doing affirmations is good. Using past successes, like David Goggins talks about with his cookie jar thing, is good to propel you to achieve more. You're not supposed to use it to help you achieve less. You don't say, because I achieved this massive thing in the past, I'm not going to do anything today. You say, because I achieved this massive thing in the past, now I have the strength and the memory of myself to propel me through this resistance, this risk I'm trying to take, so that I know I can achieve more. You use past successes to create more success. You don't use past successes to do nothing. That's what a lot of us do. We say, I go back and look at this photo of me whenever I was a junior in high school and I had a metabolism. I was ripped. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. There's another guy who, this wealthy business owner, he's also got a massive family, has 7 kids, his wife's pregnant, sick. He reached out to me and asked if he wanted to, inquired about my program. So I was talking to him about it. And he said, I don't know if right now is the right time because things are crazy. Things are chaotic. My wife's sick. And, you know, it's just so crazy right now. I don't know if it's the right time for me to do a program. So I said, okay. So when does your wife need you most? Does she need you when times are easy, or does she need you when times are tough? Well, when times are tough, when does she need you now or on vacation when you guys are laying at the beach sipping margaritas and you don't have any issues? Well, she could really use someone right now. Okay, so should you build yourself now or should you build yourself when you don't have anything going on? Build yourself now. Your strength is needed when the worst times are here. The best you is needed in the worst of times. Many guys are living their lives in the worst of times. What habits are you leaving your children whenever you drop them off? What are they going to do that day? Whenever they go to the cafeteria for the first time, their first day at the college cafeteria, what foods are they going to reach for? That's their very first meal without your guidance, without the judgment of you hanging over them, without these rules that they used to live by. My son Nathan, if I let him right now, he would eat 10 Costco-sized chocolate chip cookies and 10 Costco-sized pieces of pizza every single meal. He'd be 500 pounds by tomorrow if I allowed him, like a puppy dog. He can eat, man. He's an athletic, vibrant, amazing young boy. And just like me when I was his age, I just loved to eat. And he, for me, it was because I was fighting over food for my brothers. We were all just constantly survival of the fittest, scrapping and fighting over food. But he loves food. He's in great shape right now because he does CrossFit. He does jiu-jitsu. He plays basketball all the time. And he's only 10 years old. Like any young boy, he would just continually eat snacks and McDonald's and milkshakes if I allowed him to. I could say, Nathan, you know, you're a little kid. I want you to have fun. I just want you to enjoy yourself. And that's it almost sounds noble when we say that. Nathan, I just want you to enjoy yourself. I'm not going to, as a parent, get in your way. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, you want McDonald's? Okay, I'll drive you to McDonald's and give you this poison to put inside yourself. You want a milkshake? Sure, I'll give you a milkshake. You want pizza, chips, ice cream? Sure, I'll give all that to you. You want to skip your CrossFit session tonight? Sure, you can stay home and play video games. I don't want to get in your way of living a fulfilled, healthy life because obviously I don't know how to do that. Look at me. Does it look like I know how to live a healthy, fulfilled, disciplined life? Obviously not. So I'm not going to attempt to teach you that. I could do that. Or I could give him some guidelines, encourage him for the positive, discourage him from the negative. We can't just allow our kids to do whatever they want because what they want to do is play video games and eat candy and cookies, and they want to enjoy the things that us adults made for them to get them addicted to sugar and doing nothing. It's not their fault. It's what we gave them. I didn't have all those things growing up. We had video games, but our video games are nothing like they have now. You know, they've got VR headsets, and if I had access to an iPad whenever I was his age, I probably would have been stuck in my room playing it if I didn't have someone telling me not to do that. And if someone, you know, wasn't encouraging me to go outside and get fit and be healthy and play basketball, and I had access to the video games, that kind of stuff, I would have stayed inside all day. If I was 10 years old, 26 years ago, and someone put a 1-gallon bucket of peanut M&Ms on the table, I would have eaten the thing until I throwed up. I guarantee it. And that's what I wanted to do as a child. Some parents out there would say, that's what he wanted to do. That's not a bad thing. No, it is a bad thing. It's me killing myself. Our responsibility is to make sure our kids are healthy, are happy, are disciplined, can persevere through resistance, aren't emotionally crippled, have control over themselves, are set up to live an abundant, happy, confident, fulfilled life. Now, if I just read a book and do nothing and tell them these things, it's not going to sink in. They're not going to have the skills they need. They have to watch me live that. If I tell my daughter to, who's very, has a lot of self-control. If I tell her to eat healthy, I say, hey, don't, you know, just have 2 pieces of pizza. Don't have 8 pieces of pizza. If I tell her that and then she watches me eat an entire pizza, what I said is gone. She doesn't remember. She's just going to have the memory of me eating an entire pizza. So what are we leaving them? Here's how you can judge that. What did you do today? I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you did last year, in your 20s, in high school and college. What did you do today? That is what your kids absorbed. That is what your kids are going to remember. 1 month into college, your kids are going to have a new identity. They're going to forget. They're going to forget a little bit about living with you. And they're going to take on the identity of a new person. And they're going to have a new friend group. They're going to take on new habits. Are they going to be easily swayed to take on the habits of other people? Are they going to be easily swayed? Or are they going to have rock solid principles, non-negotiables? My son, this past week, started asking to go to the gym early with me. The thing I made him do, he just asked if he could go. So I said, sure, but you got to go to bed early. You need enough sleep. I don't want you falling asleep at school. You have to go to bed early. And if you're going to come, like you need, I'm going to teach you how to actually do some workouts. We're going to do some really lightweight. We're going to do some dumbbell press kind of things and just basic workouts, not thrusters and deadlifts and that kind of stuff. Like super lightweight. Like this morning he did 5 pounds. I was doing incline dumbbell presses, did 105 8 times, by the way. Might want to brag about that. But I gave my son 5 pounds and he lay down on the bench. I was just holding his hands and he was going up and down, posted about it on my Instagram. So I have him doing that. The point of this isn't, I don't want him to get jacked as a 10-year-old boy. I'm not taking him to the gym with me to get jacked. He's asking to come with me because he just wants to spend time with me. So I'm not going to stand in front of that. I said, Nathan, sure, you can come spend time with me. So he woke up. We were there at 4:15, did our workout. Had an amazing time and came back home, got home at like 5:15 because that's when Sarah goes to the gym. He went back to sleep for about 30 minutes and woke up again. I got to work, started making some content, but he loved it. When he was there, I filmed him some. He filmed me some, which was great because I'm usually using my tripod. So in between sets, he was like filming me do my workout and I was filming him. In the content business, I got to have videos for content. And it was just a great time. Last week, he asked to come. I said, sure. So I tried to wake him up at 4:15 to go to the gym with me. He wouldn't wake up. I was shaking him. He just was sleeping. So I said, this kid needs to sleep. I'm just going to let him sleep. I'm not going to dump ice water on his face. So he slept. And at 7 o'clock, he woke up. And then he woke up. His face was all red because I sat down on his bed. And it was time for him to get ready. So I sat down on his bed. I kind of like rubbed his head. And he woke up and he said, Dad, why didn't you wake me up? And he didn't want to look me in the face. He was looking down and he had tears coming in his eyes, but he didn't want me to see that he was crying. I said, what do you mean, man? I tried to wake you up. I shook you and you just didn't wake up. And he said, you should have woken me up. And he was bawling at this point. He was really upset and he was crying. And this lasted 10, 15 minutes. I was shocked at how upset he was. I did not know he was going to be this upset. Part of me thought that he felt like he should go to the gym. He was somehow guilted into going to the gym. I was very on guard against that. I said, I in no way want to influence this kid and force him to go to the gym this early. I only started doing it when I was 35. He's 10. But that wasn't it. He really, really wanted to go. He felt like he missed out. Because he went before that. His first time was the time before that. And he loves Ja Morant, this NBA player. So he spent 10 minutes picking out his outfit. He had a backwards Ja Morant hat on. He had Ja Morant shoes, a jersey. He was all color coordinated from his socks all the way up to his hat. Spent 10 minutes getting ready. Went to the gym. And I took videos of him there at the gym with me in the morning. And then some guys in my group were commenting how cool he looked. And I showed him those comments. And he was like, puffing up like a bird. He just was so happy about it. So the next time He had all his clothes laid out that he wanted to wear in the morning, and I couldn't wake him up. So I let him sleep in, and I felt bad that I let him sleep in because the next morning he was so upset. And all the way, that was 7 a.m. He went to school at 8 a.m. He was upset for a straight hour. He stopped crying, but during breakfast, he was quiet. When he hugged me to go to school, his head was down. And it was a full hour from being upset. So I told him, I said, I won't do that again. I said, next time you want to come to the gym with me, if you tell me you want to come, I will make sure you wake up. So he's came to the gym with me twice since then. And yes, it slows down my workouts. Yes, I got half my workout done this morning. I have to go back. Today is my push day. I do shoulders and chest on the same day. So I was able to get through the chest portion. And since he was with me, it took longer. So I'm going to have to go back and do the shoulder portion. But it is 1,000% worth it. He's 10 years old. If he goes to college when he's 18, that means I have 8 years left. And he's asking me to wake up at 4 a.m. and go to the gym with his dad. And on his way out the door today, he came back to me 3 times to give me a hug and tell me how much he was going to miss me at school today. Just buried his head in my chest. I hugged. He didn't want to let go. And that's after we went to the gym early today. I built a swing in his room. I got Lauren this indoor hammock swing for her to read books on. And I also posted about this because I wanted to surprise her. She told me she said, Dad, if I want anything in the world, it's this indoor hammock swing. So I got it, ordered it from Amazon. It's only $35. And hung it up in her room. So she came home from school and saw this hammock swing. She was so excited. She put all her stuffed animals in it and she was swinging in it. She loves it. And Nathan said, hey, Dad, can I have one? I said, you can if you earn the money for it, because he gets other things. You know, I buy, they're not 50-50 in what I buy them. I buy Nathan things that are specific to him, like basketball clothes. Lauren gets Barbie dolls, all kind of things. So if one kid gets something, it doesn't mean the other kid's automatically going to get it. And I make sure they know that. So at this point, they're pretty equal in the amount of money we've spent on them. And we just bought Nathan something. So after I got this and Nathan asked for it, I said, you can, but you have to earn it. So we do habit checklists with them, where if they complete a set of habits each week, they get $5. And I also, for the couple times he came to the gym with me in the morning that he recorded, I said, I'll pay you for that. I'll give you, since you recorded me, I'll give you $5. So he was at the gym with me for an hour and 50 minutes. I said, here's $5, which is actually more money than I used to work. I used to make work in a McDonald's. I used to work in McDonald's. I would work for an hour and get $5.15. So after taxes, we're pretty much making the same amount of money. My 10-year-old boy. So I built this hammock. Nathan earned enough money from his various tasks, and I hung the hammock up with him. He helped me do it. We had to clear out his room. We hung it up. And he said, after it was up, he was so excited. And he said, Dad, I can't wait to sit in this swing with you every single day and cuddle you. That's what he said to me, 10-year-old boy. He said, Dad, I can't wait to every single day sit in this swing with you and cuddle you. I was like, oh my God, I'm so lucky. There's probably going to be a moment, I'm starting to tear up. There's probably going to be a moment in the future where we get into a big fight or something, you know, where, you know, the relationship changes, but I'm going to try my hardest every single day to make sure that does not happen. So right now I'm treasuring this relationship that we have and making sure I'm growing it. So I said, man, my son wants nothing more than to just spend time with me. And that's why he wants to get up in the morning. That's why he wants, is just so he can spend more time with me. We had, whenever he was 7 years old, we used to work out. We did 365 days straight of working out together. And most of those days was 5 a.m., really early in the garage. That was before I started going to the gym, when I was just working out in the garage. And he loved it. He would kind of complain when I woke him up, but then he loved it. And I think he misses that a little bit. Now I think that's why he wants to go to the gym with me in the morning. And I'm not going to discourage that at all. I'm going to realize the overall concept, the important message of what he, like why he wants to go to the gym isn't to get jacked and ripped. It's just so he can spend time with me. So while we're at the gym, I'm not going to be busting his balls about lifting more weight, about working hard, about discipline. Like, no, I'm just going to let him enjoy himself. It's the same strategy I used to get my kids into jiu-jitsu, introducing golf to them, basketball, anything I think is good for them that I want them to be a part of. I don't force it on them. Music. You know, I don't say you have to do this. I do at the beginning. Okay. So I had to, like, jiu-jitsu, I forced them to go to the first couple. It wasn't when I say forced, it sounds negative. It wasn't where they were fighting me. I just said, we're going to jiu-jitsu. And then they said, okay. And there, a couple times during the first 4 weeks of jiu-jitsu, and they've both been in it for 3 years now, both love it. During the first 4 weeks, there's probably a couple times when they said, Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. And all I said was, okay, we're still going to go. And that was the end of it. And we still went. And eventually they began to love it once they saw the power that jiu-jitsu gives them over kids. My son and daughter, new kids will come in who are much bigger than them. And my little daughter can sweep them, put them on their back, and get them in a choke. It's a massive, it's a superpower. It's like being an X-Men, just having this knowledge you can have. So after they discovered that, they loved it. And they made a bunch of friends and networks and all that kind of stuff.
So they love jiu-jitsu now. And like I said, they did after about a month. After about a month, they loved it.
And it was never a forcing thing that was negative. They will do what we ask them to do pretty quickly. That's a whole other topic of how that I'll do a podcast on how you can make that happen. It's not something that's random. Like there's strategies you can use to make that happen. There's a certain kind of relationship you can build to make that happen. It's not by accident, but that's for another podcast. So they do jiu-jitsu because we do. That's one of the habits that they take. They both do CrossFit because my wife does CrossFit. My son wants to go to the gym because I want to go to the gym. And they're taking these habits with them. If I was a hardcore gamer, they would want to game. I used to game when I was in my early 20s, when I didn't have anything else to do. Then I would spend a couple hours playing video games. I'm sorry if you're a video gamer and you hear this. I just don't have time to do it. And I'm not trying to sound patronizing to you. I just really don't. So what I would challenge you to do is think about what you are leaving your kids, not in terms of money, finances, cars, boats, houses, property, businesses. What actions are you leaving them? Whenever they have their first day at college, what actions are they going to do? When they go to the cafeteria, what foods are they going to choose? When they talk to a new girl that might be their future wife, how are they going to speak to them? Are they going to hold the door? Are they going to pay for the meal? Are they going to be respectful? Are they going to cheat on their tests? Are they going to run red lights? Are they going to binge drink? Or are they going to hit the gym early? Are they going to eat the right foods? Are they going to have disciplined habits? Are they going to journal? Both my kids journal now. As a 10 and an 8-year-old, both my kids are journaling. They both have habit checklists. They both do CrossFit and jiu-jitsu. We're extremely blessed, and I'm extremely grateful for these habits that they have. I'm grateful for their habits far more than I am grateful for the things that they have. You can always get more things, especially if you live in the United States or a first world country. There's an abundance of things you can get. What you want to leave your kids is the legacy that matters, and that is who they are as a person. So what did you do today to do that? And that's what I'm going to leave you guys off today. Have an awesome week.